SBS Radio.
Si Rick Smith ay umuupa ng bahay sa loob ng halos 10 taon sa panlabas ng mga suburbia ng Melbourne. Kasama ang kaniyang asawa, sila ay nagnanais na makapasok sa pamilihan ng pabahay simula pa noong taong 2010. Kung saan ang kaniyang asawa ay isang magulang na nakapirmi sa tahanan, siya lamang ang tanging kumikita sa pamilya.
I'm actually working full-time plus a couple of casual jobs on weekends and stuff like that. So yeah, not really able to say much.
Sinabi ni Rick Smith na nagsisikap silang makapag-impok ng deposito para makabili ng bahay sa loob ng maraming taon. Ngunit hindi nila ito natatamo.
Very frustrating actually, because yeah, it'd be nice to be able to say that we own a property, you know, so we don't have to at least consider the idea of moving every couple of years or something like that. And depending on, you know, landlords or real estate agents and stuff like that, always certain of, you know, what's happening.
At si Ginoong Smith ay hindi nag-iisa. Sinabi ng federal na tesorero Scott Morrison sa kaniyang pagtatalumpati sa Urban Development Institute of Australia sa Sydney, na tinatanggap niya na maraming mga Australiano ang nahihirapang makabili ng kanilang sariling tahanan.
The market is getting away from people. The housing market is getting away from people, particularly here in the eastern states. No matter how hard they work or save, or even when they're earning more, they are finding it harder and harder to keep up with the market and get into that market. To develop a sensible policy, it is important to separate out the forces that have been causing house prices to rise in the way they are.
Aniya ang proporsyon ng mga Australianong nagmamay-ari ng sarili nilang tahanan ay bumaba mula sa 71% patungong 67% sa loob ng nakaraang 20 taon. Sinabi ni Morrison na ang antas ng pagmamay-ari ng sariling tahanan ay bumaba lalong-lalo na para sa mga nakababatang mga tao. Aniya, sa pagitan ng taong 2002 at taong 2014, sa mga nasa edad na 25 taong gulang hanggang 34 na taong gulang, bumaba ang bilang ng nagmamay-ari ng bahay mula sa halos 39% at naging halos 29% na lamang. Ayon kay Scott Morrison, ang mga presyo ng bahay sa kabiserang syudad ay mabilis na tumaas kaysa sa mga naroroon sa natitirang ibang bahagi ng bansa. Sinabi ni Morrison na ang pag-unlad ng presyo ng bahay sa Sydney ay mas malaki kaysa sa lahat ng ibang mga kabisera, at ito ay malapit na sinusundan ng Melbourne. Aniya, tumaas ang mga presyo ng mga bahay sa Sydney at Melbourne na nasa magkahiwalay na halos 65% at 40% simula pa noong taong 2012. Sinabi ni Scott Morrison na ang pagbili ng bahay sa makakayanang halaga ay isang komplikadong issue. At balak aniya ng pamahalaang Turnbull na gumugol ng maraming oras upang makagawa ng tamang mga patakaran at maisakatuparan ang mga ito. Nananawagan si Morrison sa mga estado at teritoryo na gawin ang kanilang makakaya upang maresolba ang kagyat na mga usapin upang ang pagbili ng sariling bahay ay maging posible para sa mga tao.
Supply-side constraints include complex land planning and development regulation, insufficient land release, the planning cost and availability of infrastructure provision, transaction and betterment taxes, public attitudes towards urban infill, and for Sydney in particular, physical geographical constraints. Most of these factors either increase development cost directly or increase the time between developers purchasing a site and being able to sell completed dwellings, which when financed by debt is itself a cost. that has to be capitalised in the price of new dwellings. Now, while state governments cannot do much about the physical geography occupied by our cities, they can do a great deal to improve planning processes and the provision of infrastructure, and many are. This is not about outing anyone on, or putting anyone on notice when it comes to dealing with these issues, as some have suggested. It's a call for us all to work together.
Ikinatwira niya na ang pagdadagdag ng supply ay makatutulong na mapababa ang mga presyo ng bahay at magpapahintulot sa karagdagang mga Australiano na makayanang bumili ng kanilang sariling tahanan. Ngunit sinabi ng leader ng Partido Labor, Bill Shorten, na ipinapasa ng pamahalaan ang issue sa mga estado.
Back in about 1990, for instance, in Sydney, it would take about 5 times your average income to be able to afford a house, for the price of the house. Now that's stretched to 15 times your income. Once upon a time, 25 years ago, a deposit took about 3 years to get together. Now it's taking about 10 years. The level of home ownership in this country for middle class and working class Australians has fallen to an unacceptable low. Now Labor's saying that it will applaud the government, Mr. Turnbull and his team, if they're going to actually do something to make a difference, but it's a cruel hoax to Australians when they say they want to do something about it, the federal government, and all they're doing is lecturing the states to do something about it.
Sumasang-ayon dito ang leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale.
The government seems absolutely blind to the problems that first home buyers face. The Treasurer today is talking about the problems you have with supply, when supply is only one small part of the problem. The big problem within the housing market is our tax policies favour investors over first home buyers. That's the critical problem that we have within our housing market. And unless this government gets serious about it and recognises that it has to tackle negative gearing and those policies that make it easier for people to buy their third and fourth home rather than their first, then we'll continue to see houses out of reach of ordinary Australians.
SBS
Radio.